Delighted to say I'm joined by the jubilant captain, Aoife McDonald. First of all, Aoife, congratulations. Tell me what it feels like.
There are no words. I'm trying to pull a few out there, but like, it's amazing. We've been working for this all year, and now we've finally done it. Like, it's a relief, you know. You're kind of plugging away since December there. You know, there was big hype about this game, and we knew it was going to be a tough game, but... And it was, obviously not much in it at the end there, but I knew the girls would pull through, and that's what they did. We all pulled together and we grinded out a result.
And it was a great game of football. I don't know if you appreciate that or not, but it certainly was tight to the finish, and it wasn't easy.
Well, a lot of people were saying that to me now coming out, but I suppose any game that's that tight is always going to be good to watch. But I would have personally rather if there was a few more points our way in it, but you'd take a win anyway.
Yeah. Looking back on the game, Waterford got off to a good start and got that couple of early scores and looked the better team in the first 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, they came out strong. We were expecting that, you know, but I don't think maybe we were prepared for how strong they would come out. We were playing in Division 2 this year and we won that. They lost in Division 3, so in the back of your head, I suppose that always creeps in. But at the end of the day, you know, we turned it around when we kind of got ourselves settled and we played some great football. We played some not so great football, but I think the good football kind of came out on top anyway, and we grounded out the result. Like,
and there was a couple of near misses or close shaves for goals before you got the one. Did you think they weren't going to be scored at all today?
That's it. Like, I'd say we missed about 6 anyway goal chances. Like, and I don't often get up that far, but I could have been in for one myself. I'd say I'd get a few knocks about it. But I kind of always knew we're a team that gets a lot of goals. Like, and I was kind of, you know, expecting them, you know, to come, and we were knocking away in the door there, but eventually then we broke that, and we kind of, I suppose we could have had a few more, but it's, you know, as I say, a win's a win, especially in
football. Tell me, at half time, were you happy to be in front, given the way the first half had panned out?
Yeah, we were happy to be in front, but we weren't overly happy with the way that we had been playing as a team. You know, there were some good spells and people were playing good football, but as a unit, like, we didn't seem to click that well. But in saying that, you know, when you're behind, or when you're in front at half time, sorry, and you haven't been playing that well, you can up it. Like, Waterford were probably playing their best football in the first half, maybe, like, so. But yeah, like, we weren't going to panic at half time because there's obviously another half to be played.
And you got the perfect start of the second half.
That's it. You know, when you
the goal from
yeah,
the
ball. Yeah. So that there gives you a bit of confidence, gives you a lift, you know, and Yvonne's always good for the goals when she's called upon, so thank God she went and got that.
But our Waterford didn't go away. They came back actually in through level. I think they got 5 points without reply. That was a dodgy period.
Yeah, like, every team had the purple patch, and you know that when you're playing football, especially under county football so long, and you're expecting it to come. And I maybe thought they got it in the first half, but they must have had another purple patch in the second half. And, you know, if you're a good team, you'll be able to deal with it, and you'll respond to it positively, and that's what we did.
Were you worried at any stage in that second half?
No, I never worried. I know we'll always grind out as a result. If it's not by pretty football, it'll be hard work and determination that'll get us through it.
Yeah, and you got those couple of quick scores again then towards the middle of the final quarter that, you know, eased your way. You went 3 up, I think, but they hung in there.
Well, that's it. You know, we never pulled away too far at any point. Like, and they were still chipping away, and they're a great team. And, you know, credit to them because they really came at us. And, you know, maybe we had gone in as favourites, like, by a lot of people, but it's obviously a team to be reckoned with. And it's just a pity that they don't get, you know, up into the senior championship as well, because I'd say they'll be well able for the Leinster senior championship.
I know the heart is in my mouth in the closing seconds. What was it like on the field?
It was crazy. I just wanted to get on the ball, to be honest. I had an idea of trying to get the ball and hold on to it for the last 5 minutes, but no, we held on to it well together, like, and then, you know, we just ticked away at a time, and that's the kind of thing to be doing at training, holding on to the ball, possession, and at the end of the day, like, it worked out for us, and, you know, that's exactly what we've been training, like, all year, and hard work, and in the last couple of minutes, that's exactly what it boiled down to, and we came
just
out and
hang on there a minute, Aoife, because we got the man at the moment, the man that masterminded all this, Micheál Nord. And Micheál, you celebrated at the end as if it meant a lot to you. I know it did, and a good feeling.
I mean, Tom, you know, I'm a GM and 2-2. I mean, and any day you can come to Croke Park and get another Ireland title, of course, it means the world to me. It's a day that will live with me until the day I go to the grave. I mean, you know, I'm over the moon. I'm thrilled for these bunch of girls. I mean, because I told them at the beginning of the year, I mean, you know, they stuck together and they kept playing the football that they were capable of playing, that we would, you know, there and thereabouts. And I'm just delighted these girls got the reward because they put in a lot of time and effort.
And it wasn't easy. It was heart-stopping stuff. Heart, right to the finish.
Exactly, Tom. And I'm sure, I mean, for the neutrals, I mean, it was a brilliant game of football. I mean, you know, it was swung from end to end. And, you know, we thought when we came out in the second half and Yvonne stuck that ball away. I mean, and we went about, I think it was 4 or 5 points up at that stage. You know, you thought, I mean, fair dues to Waterford. But we knew this was a good Waterford team and they weren't going to give up without a fight. But the one thing about this Donegal team that have shown all year long is, I mean, they believe in themselves and they never give up. And, you know, when it was vital and we needed to get scores, we were able to get the scores. And that's a sign of a good team. And, you know, we're kind of confident on the ball as well. I mean, you know, you can see that for the last 2 minutes. I mean, they held the ball up and they played it out. I mean, and we're just over the moon. I mean, they got the result today because these girls put in so much work and I'm delighted for them.
I know managers never like to single out players and you had a lot of heroes out there today or heroines, I think is the proper terminology. Yvonne McMonagall, your full forward, score 2-5.
Yes, I mean, no, Tommy. Look, I mean, I spoke about this girl, you know, I mean, and I probably was unfair to her in the All-Ireland semi-final because she scored 1-3 that day and I said, Yvonne had an off day. That's what I mean, she had an off day because she scored 2-5 day. I didn't call Park in the All-Ireland final. What can you say about her? She's one of the best full forwards and I told that, I said that all along. And I'm just delighted for Yvonne to put on such a show here in Cork Park today because she's such a committed player. I mean, she gets everything to Gaelic football and I'm just delighted for Yvonne. Yeah. I mean, I know it was a great performance.
You made a bold move, Jay, last week or early this week when you brought in Nora Stapleton. You brought her into the game at a crucial stage and she played a big contribution.
Yes, I mean, you know, they were getting balled around centre field. I mean, and we, that's, you know, what we knew, I mean, you know, around centre field, they had big girls, I mean, and that. And so we knew bringing, you know, had Nora on the bench today. I mean, we were able to bring her in and, you know, that's what it was. And I'm delighted for Nora, I mean, and great credit to her because, you know, she did come in, I mean, and, you know, she didn't want to come in because she felt, oh, but the girls, I mean, these girls, you know, they wanted to get an All-Ireland title and they didn't care who won it or who was on the field. We wanted an All-Ireland title and we've got it and I'm just delighted for these girls.
We're not going to talk about next year. We're not going to talk about anything else. Yes. So there's a big celebration tonight, I'm sure, tomorrow night and for a few days.
Oh, definitely. I mean, some nights in Donegal for a few days and we just can't wait to bring this cup home to the hills.
Yeah, and what's the plan?
Well, the plan is, I mean, you know, we're probably leaving Dublin about 2 o'clock or half 2 tomorrow. We hope to be in Petticoat about half 5 tomorrow evening. And moving on to Donegal town. And that, I mean, probably Ballybuffet and ended up tomorrow night in the Clanry Hotel in Letterkenny.
Look, thanks a million, Micheál. And I'm joined now by this player of the match, in my book anyway. I don't know if anybody else got the award, but Yvonne McMonagall, 2-5 today. Very pleased with your own performance.
Yeah, I'm glad. I just didn't let the nerves get the better of me. I let it in the Longford game. I kind of was nervous, but I just said I'm going to enjoy the day, and thankfully everything went right for me.
Yeah, and first couple of balls went in, your marker was close to you, and you just didn't get the room. But once you got the first couple, you scored freely, and the goal was very important.
Yeah, she was pretty tight at the start, and then she got thin, but were probably afraid to put her back on me then. But the goals were very vital. It was point for point all the way through, and thank God we just pulled away at the end.
Yeah, and the second goal, sit back after that and thought, well, we're on our way.
No, I never sat back. I always thought that we're playing well, like, but they always kept coming back at us, would freeze, but we just all got behind the ball and kept working, thank God.
And you kicked a crucial point as well, that was from player free, my memory can't serve me right, at a crucial stage when they had drawn level.
Yeah, I didn't even know the score. I was just tried to take my scores and keep plucking away every time I would say that we have to get a score because there was times in the game that we would get the ball up but they would get it out and we wouldn't get the score. They would go down and get a free, but we just had to take every score as it came.
Yeah, so enjoy the experience here 7 years ago. Remember that side as well. And you're a bit like, well, down, lost last week. You haven't got All-Ireland.
I keep the season going well. Hopefully next year we can build on this now and come back and really get to hear it.
Yeah. Look, Yvonne, I know you want to get away and join the celebrations and we won't stand from you. Congratulations again.